This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. So we're learning now the laws of Negel Vasser. It's interesting, the Sefer Seder Hayom of Rav Moshe ben Machir, who we mentioned was the author of Maida Ani, he gives three reasons why you should have to wash your hands three times. One of them we mentioned yesterday, that there are three different Ruchos Ra. And the Seder Hayom himself says that he saw this pshat, vim kabbalah hine kabbal, but he does bring it out that there are three different Ruchos Ra. Each one is removed by another washing. Then he says that the hands are b'chezkas tuma gedoyla, and therefore you need three times to remove chazaka. By the way, Tamei Haman Hagen brings that one down. And then the Seder Hayom says, in l'cha zuama gedoyla mizuama sanachash, and the raya is you need to pour three times, like you need iroy, three times for klei yayin nesach. So these are three different reasons why you pour three times. Now, I misread the Bir Halacha yesterday. Bir Halacha says that the Dieved, if you only washed, somebody in Antwerp pointed this out, the Bir Halacha is not talking about if you wash one time. It's talking about if we wash one hand. In other words, can you wash one hand without the other? So Bir Halacha says you could, from the Arzah Sachaim, you could remove the tum of one hand without removing from the other. Lamaisa, Rabbi Avadi Yosef in the Yabi Oimer, Chelek Dalid, Simon Aleph Oisiyud, he brings from the Ben Ishchai in the name of the Rizal. No, that's a different Shuvah actually. The Yabi Oimer, this is Chelek Dalid, Simon Aleph, that Mistama, if you go to an eatery, the worker, even if they're Jewish, probably clean their hand one time, and one time removes Ruach Ra. Look in the Atar Zekenim. So that's not the Bir Halacha, but it's the Atar Zekenim. The Stipler in the Archos Rabbeinu, Chelek Gimel, page Kuf Pehe, he brings that in the morning, you could assume that most people, before they get out of the house, they end up washing their hands at least three times. Now, regarding touching bodily orifices, I believe, even though the Mishnah Berurah and the Arzah Sechayim say the eyes, it refers to all the orifices. And the reason for that is it's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says that a hand that touches the eyes blinds it, that touches the ears causes it to become deaf. The Achorinim say it refers to all the bodily orifices. The Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos says Yad Mesame, Yad Machareshes, Yad Malefeilifus, and there's a Machloikis Achroinim. Is that only the inner cavity? And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. On the other hand, others want to say that if you look in the Torah in Simen Vav, it says Kishamavri Yadav Aleinav Oimer Poikeach Ivrim. That's talking about where your eyes are closed. That seems to indicate you're allowed to touch from the outside. Okay. Now, let us see Sif. Hey, lo yiga begigas shechar. Do not touch a barrel of wine. Shemishmush hayad mafsera shechar. Touching too much ruins the beer. Now, the Mechaber doesn't say, is this talking about before you wash Negel Vasser or Stamazoi? Meaning, we learned in Siv Dalid that even someone who washed his hands should not touch where he excretes from because it could cause hemorrhoids. That has nothing to do with Negel Vasser. So, possibly, when the Mechaber says in Siv Hei, Lo Yiga Begigas Shechar, Shemishma Shayad, Mavsid HaShechar, don't touch a barrel of wine because touching it ruins the shechar. Is that before Negel Vasser or after? So the Mishnah Berurah says like this, Mavsid HaShechar, V'naga B'machal Koidam Shenat Al Yadav. Here the Mishnah Berurah doesn't get into whether it's talking about before you wash Negel Vasser or after. We'll see in the Bir Halacha that if you touched food before you washed your hands, Ein Lesar Machal Deza, we're not going to answer the food. So you're not supposed to handle the food. But if you did, you don't have to throw it out. You should be very careful not to touch the food. If you did touch it, you should wash it 3 times. Interesting, he brings in the Dershu that Reb Chaim says even a food that you generally peel, you still should wash it 3 times. You also should not smoke before you wash Ne'er Gavasser. What's the reason for that? The Malbim says the reason is because you're going to touch your nose. Okay. But Bizman Hazeh, you shouldn't smoke ever. Because it's Begeder Ma'abed Atzmoy Ladas. Every cigarette you take, you lose 11 minutes of your life. So, okay. Oh, to smell it. Okay. Is your Gersa Lishtois? What do you have in your Mishnah Berurah? Lishtois? Lishtois. Okay. Let's see the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says, Lo Yiga Begiga, so it's Olaymer, Acher Netila. It's talking about even after you wash your hands. Mishum Kilkala Shechar. You're going to ruin the beer. You handle the beer too much, it's ruin the beer. Avo Bekoidim Netila, Ayrim Uma. Before the washing, it's not talking about that. Amnam Bebach Vitaz, Uber Hagra, Hiskimu, the Koidim Netila, Asaliga Begiga, Shal Shechar, Nenesha Ideza, Yuchal Hachnes Ruachra, Latacha Shechar. The Acherinim say that there is a specific issue to touch it before. Aside from the fact that you're going to ruin it, and that is you're going to be machnas into it, ruach ra. You're going to damage the drinkers. Now, according to these achroinim, it would come out obvious. You should be very careful not to drink this kind of beer. Meaning, the eitzah that we gave, that if you touched food, ein lesa macha yedeza, well, there's an eitzah, you can wash it 3 times. What are you going to do? You're going to wash the beer. The chayadim also brings this lahalacha. The malbim lemaisa is lenient. If you did touch it, you don't have to throw it out. You could drink it. So it seems like when it comes to food, there is more leniency than when it comes to drink. When it comes to food, b'di'eved, you're allowed to eat it. You should try to rinse it off. You can't rinse it off. Let's say it's a kind of food, you can't rinse it off, b'di'eved, you're allowed to eat it. When it comes to a drink, according to many achronim, you can't drink it. Okay. Sifvav. Ein tzarech revias l'natilas yadayim l'tfila. You do not need a revias of water to wash your hands for davening. Says the Mishnah Berura. Ein tzarech, roitzo loymer, d'eved. Ein ma'akev habracha umavarcha until sedam. Meaning, b'di'evet, if you don't have revius, it does not preclude you from making a bracha, and you still make until sedam. Al-Kharchila, toiv lahakbid shi'eloi gamkin revius. L'Kharchila, you should try to get a revius. L'Kharchila, b'sif ha'sha'acharzeh, like it's written in the next sif, the koi gam al shi'eloi revius, because the next sif is also going on obtaining a revius. L'Kharchila, kasvu ha'achroinim. Now, that means, in other words, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, b'di'eved, it's not ma'akev the bracha, but l'chadchila you should try to get a hold of revius. Says the Bir Halacha, ain't tzarech ayin Mishnah Berurah, l'chadchila you should try to get a revius, v'chein badin. That's logical. Acharei de hara'a machmer gam l'inyan bracha, g'mash gosav agra. There are rishonim that say if you don't have a revius, you can't make a bracha. V'gam ha'prisha machmer machmazel l'inyan bracha. The prisha is also machmer. V'af deshar poiskim lachmer in kvasayu, even though most poiskim are not machmer that way. Okay. However, Siv Zayin, Toiv lahakbid benetilas yadayim shachris b'chol hadvarim hamaakvim benetilas yadayim lesuda. It is a good thing to be makbid about all the things that one is makbid that are ma'akiv regarding washing one's hands for a meal. You should be makbid for netilas yadayim in the morning. Haga miu eino ma'akiv loy kli v'loy kayach gavra. Nevertheless, a kli is not ma'akev, and koyach gavra is not ma'akev, ushar hadvarma ha'posim until sasuda. So it's a good thing to be makbid. However, it's not ma'akev. says Mishabura ain't a ma'akev, but it's a lemma diyeved le'inyin ha'bracha. But diyeved is not ma'akev regarding a bracha. V'yuchal levarich al netilas yadayim. So b'diyeved, if you don't have it, you can make the bracha. Oh yeah, filu chachila hechad yevsher nacher, or lechachila if you don't have another etza. Avel hechad yevsher toiv lahakbid. If you can, you should be makbid. There's a shaila. What about chatzitza? So the dershah brings down from Eish Avraham Buchach that it's a question whether there's an inyan of chatzitza netilas yadayim shachris. It's lechachila a good idea to be choishesh. However, in Madura Tinyana, the Eish Avraham brings that netilas yadayim shachris, there's no din of chatzitza. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is makbid. So come out, you know, if let's say somebody has a little boo-boo in the morning, you know, which the kind that you have a band-aid, the kind that you would, let's say, remove for an netilas yadayim for a meal, it seems like there is some basis that you would not have to remove it for netilas yadayim for shachris. In other words, the din of chatzitza, it's not barur, applies regarding netilas yadayim by shachris. Okay. Says Mishnah Berurah, "Sivkatan Yedzayin loy kli ratzolaimer demahani af lahaver ruach ra." Ah, you might get confused over here. You might think the din that we're saying that you, it's when the Ramah says it's not ma'akev a kli or koyach gavra. That's only legabe for davening, but maybe for ruach ra, it is ma'akev. So very big chiddush over here. For ruach ra, it's not ma'akev. And therefore, if you don't have a whole kli, mutar lito mikli nakav, it is permitted to take a kli with a hole in it. V'chem a pump, av she'en kan kayach gavra. You have something that just automatically, without any human effort, gives off water. So it's it can remove the ruach ra. Kamavar lekamon bilchus netilas yadayim. If you just stick your hands into the river and you rub them three times, it's not going to take off the ruach ra. So lemaisa, we were discussing a few days ago that the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that if a person gets up in the middle of the night, they do not have to wash negovasa. That's what we said that the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, and I spoke to a number of people about it. And yes, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that one is not required to wash negavas if they get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, even though there's a potential that somebody could be touching an orifice because you're just getting up in the middle of the night. However, there is a question regarding whether one is allowed to say a bracha in the middle of the night if they have ruach ra on their hands. However, according to what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, the lemaisa, if somebody goes to a bathroom middle of the night and they wash their hand from the sink and they don't have a kli and they stick their hands in the water three times, so it's not ma'akev, meaning it removes, not only are your hands clean, legabe, making the bracha, but it would remove the ruach ra, at least b'diyeved, to be able to say a bracha. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, let's see the Ber Halacha, Sivkatan, Toiv Hama'akvim. Nira didvarim she'ein v'netilas yadayim rak zehiros l'charchila ein sach kan lizar bezav chen kasperim gadim. In other words, those things that are ma'akev for netilas yadayim l'charchila, you should be careful when you wash your hands in the morning for shachris. Those things that are only a hiddur for netilas yadayim for bread, then one is not required to be makbid on for netilas yadayim for shachris. One more bir halacha. Ushar hadvarim. Ayim v'agavim sgadim givim prim v'agavim shemvar dvarav the kavanas ramah b'zeh rak le'inyin emamayim pachas meravius. This halacha that it's not ma'akev for netilas yadayim in the morning, those things that pasul, netilas yadayim suda, that's if the water is less than revius. But if the water is pasul, then the ramah would be machmer like the yesh oimrim, not to make a bracha. However, miber agrosh halagazu mashma demefarish laharamad desrile debdiyevet einoi ma'akev klal b'shum davar. The Gra has a more lenient view of the Ramah, that the Ramah is being lenient regarding all types of psulim on the water. V'chein mevas mashma pasha delishna the Ramah Because we already said in Sivkatan Zayin that the Achroinim do not hold like this Yesh Oimrim. But rather, the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkatan Zayin that the Achroinim hold that you can make Netilas Yadayim in any case. You don't have to make Nekiyas Yadayim. You could always say Al Netilas Yadayim, even with water that is Pasal. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to wish you all a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. And we'll see you tomorrow. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.